Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
5:25 it is. When the initial idea of mandatory vaccinations was introduced, COSATU was absolutely opposed to it. So when university campuses like UCT and companies like Discovery, Old Mutual and Cura were all wanting to ensure that individuals who were on their premises were vaccinated, the Trade Union Federation indicated that they will be opposed to such a move. But it seems that that position has evolved. Joining me on the line is COSATU's Parliamentary Coordinator, Matthew Parks. Matthew, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How has it evolved? And I suppose, why has it evolved? Your position on mandatory vaccinations?
Yeah, look, I think we must welcome the President's announcement that there'll be a task team set up, there'll be engagements. We're a year down the road of the vaccine debate. We're 2 years into a pandemic, and we're not making enough progress. So we all need to evolve in our thinking. We need to have this discussion, this engagement, because clearly what we're doing now is taking us so far. It's taken us about 41% of adults vaccinated, but that's not good enough. So we have to evolve in our thinking to see what more can be done, what more must be done. But our position always has been that, look, when employers want to do a vaccination at the workplace, they should engage unions, they should engage workers, explain to them the need, why they need to vaccinate, and then move forward. So what you've seen at the universities is that they have engaged with the unions. The unions often, in many instances, have supported the vaccine mandate and are keen to get moving on it. UWC had this last week. They had engaged with unions. The unions that they supported. They did an online poll with the students who voted for it. So I think for us, that's the critical thing, to get people's buy-in so we can move forward. But the most fundamental thing for us is, one, is that we must save lives. Two, is that we must save jobs. And the vaccines are a critical tool to do exactly that. They're a critical tool in the fight against COVID-19, along with the masks, the social distancing, the sanitizing, etc. So for us, those are the critical things. The modalities, that's fine. We must debate it and see what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, etc. But we need to move forward. What we cannot afford is another lockdown in the economy. We cannot afford a lot on the economy over another festive season. Again, when the retail sector, the tourism sectors, hospitality, etc., which employ more than 2 million people, are shut down. And that's going to threaten their survival. We can't afford for another 1.5 million workers to lose their jobs, or millions to lose their wages, or another 90,000 South Africans to perish. So we need to have this discussion and see what must be done. But also, having a requirement for society to vaccinate is not a new thing. When our kids are born, they're all required to vaccinate against a myriad of diseases: polio, cholera, hepatitis, measles, mumps, etc. When we take our kids to school at the age of 6, the schools require a vaccine clinic card to ensure your kids have been vaccinated, because the school has got an obligation to the parents of other children that their children will be safe from these very dangerous, often fatal diseases. When we travel to yellow fever zones in Africa, again, you must have a vaccine certificate for yellow fever. So it's not a new thing, but I think we need to have this discussion. So it's good the president began it, and let's see how we can move forward collectively as a society.
The president, also, in fact, on Sunday indicating that he's formed a task team that will be advising the Interministerial Committee on COVID-19, headed by the deputy president, as to how we go about a process of introducing mandatory vaccination, should it be a feasible pathway for us. How do you see it playing it out, Matthew? Is it a case of company by company, or sector by sector, determining whether those who will be returning then to their places of employment will need to be vaccinated, or should it be more widespread than that?
Look, I think for us, we need to have a nationwide policy, just like we have a nationwide policy on masks. Right now, you have a national mask mandate. You can't leave your house without a mask. It's full stop. You can't go to a shop, to a public place, etc., without a mask. You cannot enter a workplace or a shop without being screened and sanitizing and, again, wearing a mask. So I think it'll probably need to have a similar approach. We must also bear in mind the constitutional right to life, which is the most sacrosanct of all rights in the Constitution. All rights in the Constitution have limitations, they have responsibilities, but the one right which is which cannot be violated is the right to life, and the vaccine plays a key role in that. So we need to weigh up that right. We need to weigh up your right as an individual, to your beliefs, etc., versus the rights of the elderly, of people with comorbidities, etc., the vulnerable, not to be put in harm's way. So we'll have to have that discussion. But I think for us, it's a good discussion, and it's time we move forward as a society. We simply cannot afford to continue sleepwalking our way off a cliff. We've had 2 years of a lockdown. We cannot go into a third year. And this is our way to get out of it. We've also all been complaining over the past few days about how dare Europe and the rest of the world shut our borders down. That's going to continue to happen unless we get our house in order, unless we get to a 90% plus vaccination rate. And right now, when we've only vaccinated 40% of adults, it'll take us forever to reach 90% at this kind of voluntary, tepid pace. And the other danger, Africa, is that every few months we're going to have variants if we continue to have these low vaccine rates, because it gives space for the variants to evolve. Eventually, one will break through the vaccine. So if you give a massive boost to the campaign, we can get 90% of people vaccinated, etc. Makes it very difficult for variants to evolve and to break through. It also gives assurance to the rest of the world that we are citizens, we're not a global health risk to them.
Matthew, you're certainly preaching to the converted here. Thank you very much. I'm certainly pleased with the evolution of your standpoint on issues of mandatory vaccinations. Matthew Parks is the parliamentary coordinator for COSATU.